Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing outstanding. How are you?
Man, that's pretty good. New year, new you. He's doing outstanding.
Exactly. You know, I got to mix it up a little bit. I can't say great every time.
Yeah, no, I feel you. It's like, you know, we feel like we have to do something a little bit different. And, you know, I'm doing pretty good myself, so I can't complain. Today we're going to talk about, are page builders hurting WordPress web designers? That's a question that has been brought up a few times, and we're just going to kind of discuss it, you know, give you our opinions. This is, unfortunately, folks, this is Tim and David's opinions.
Yeah,
and what
exactly
we feel. So I'm going to let Tim kick us off because he has a special story that relates to this topic.
Yeah, and this is a question that we've seen come up a lot in the Facebook groups, the Divi Facebook groups that David and I are very involved in. But most recently, I had a customer that I've purchased, he's purchased a few of my products, and he just sent me an email just to get my thoughts. And so he said, hey, you know, with all these new features that Divi's coming out with, you know, to easily be able to add hover effects and shadows and blah, blah, blah. And then they also just released 70 new high quality videos that show you how to use Divi. He's like, is that going to hurt me? And he actually told me that he's already had a couple of clients that have basically decided not to hire him because they saw Divi and saw that, hey, this looks really easy. And so, you know, he's kind of worried, you know, our page builder is going to hurt the professional because they keep making it easier and easier with tools that show you how to use it and so forth. And so short answer is no, definitely not. And actually,
no.
David and I have just discussed this, and we think it's actually the opposite effect. It's bringing more people into the market, which then you can result in more clients. Because really what it comes down to is what I've learned is the page builders like Divi and Beaver Builder and Element, and there's a bunch of other ones out there as well, they do a really good job of cutting out what used to have to involve a lot of custom coding, custom CSS coding, custom, you know, JavaScript and so forth. And so they cut out a lot of that used to require, you know, very talented developers. And so they made it easy to where there's no coding. However, there's a lot more that goes into building a website than what happens in the page builder in terms of planning out the content and organizing the content, finding the right images that match the color scheme and fit the overall personality of the site. And then there's the other things that are more technical, like setting up the domain and the hosting, the SSL, you know, the caching, make sure the images are optimized. There's so many little things like that go into designing and building a website that the page builders, not that they can't touch it, they don't want to, that's not their territory. And so even though, you know, making a simple page and you know, using the tools, using the page builders like Divi to change the text and add images and, you know, rearrange the layout slightly, well, that's super easy and it's intuitive. That's not the big picture. That's not everything. And so I think what happens is you have some clients that try to do it on their own because they see the tools out there like Divi and Beaver Builder that say no coding required and so forth. And then they realize, hey, this is actually more complicated than I thought because, yeah, I can use this free layout, but the second that I add my own content, it now looks like, you know, a bucket of garbage. Because, you know, it takes talent and experience to be able to, you know, pick the right images and have them match the rest of the site. You can't just swap things out and expect it to look good.
Yeah, those are some fantastic points. I would like to add a few things in here
absolutely
as well. There's this wonderful thing called technology. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking at my desk here. And I've got an Android phone, an Apple iPhone, an Apple iPad. I'm looking over at my son. He's got a what looks to be about a 13-inch or maybe even a 12 or 9-inch laptop. He's also got an iPad mini. And, you know, my point is that, yes, these page builders are great and they're fantastic tools. But at the end of the day, those sites still need to have a professional overlook and do a lot of the things that Tim talked about, as well as, you know, SEO is a huge thing, analytics, setting up all of that, those things, Search Console and stuff like that, and then optimizing it for mobile. I mean, just because it's responsive, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to flow across to all devices and it needs to be checked. And typically a right. professional is going to be able to handle that and stuff. So I'm in 100% agreement with Tim in that page builders are not hurting WordPress. I think page builders are helping WordPress. I think it's doing exactly the opposite. A lot of people were going away to Squarespace and Wix and Weebly because they've been stepping up their game. You know, they're trying to compete with WordPress. They want market share. And the way that they're doing that is they are appealing to audiences that no developers needed. Hey, we've got this solution, you know. And I'm going to tell you right now what the huge difference in WordPress and those other solutions are, is that you own your site. You go to Squarespace, Wix, or Weebly, they own your site. Even if you own your domain, you do not own your website. So can't take that Squarespace website and move it to your own hosting platform and control it 100%. You just can't do it. So
it's like it's a rental.
it's a rental property. You're basically renting forever, you know. So, and if that's the model that you want to go with, that's fine. I mean, there are, you know, they're great platforms. You know, they work for certain people and stuff. So, yeah, I think page builders are actually helping WordPress to, you know, kind of bring back some of those do-it-yourselfers that can own their own platform and stuff. So,
right. And then when those do-it-yourselfers realize that, hey, you know, they might find that out on when attempting on Squarespace, or they might find it out when attempting on a page builder, they realize, hey, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. Because I've gotten those clients because I'm very involved in the Divi community, and it's evident that I'm a Divi expert. I have people that say, hey, I tried to build it myself and I'm having trouble. It doesn't look good. You know, can I hire you to, you know, professionally design and build my website? And so you see a lot of that happening where they realize that, oh, just because I can use the tool doesn't mean I can use it effectively. And one quick story I'd like to share, the analogy that I came up with that I think fits this really well is in terms of cutting hair. You can order online on Amazon or go to Target, wherever, and buy a cheap hair cutting set, right?
Flowbee.
Yeah, even a high quality one that can, you know, has the trimmers, the buzzers, has the scissors, and all using all those tools is really simple, right? Like the buzzer, you just turn it on, hold it up to your hair, move it around, and boom, you're cutting hair. Same thing with the scissors, very self-explanatory. But to actually use those tools to give yourself or someone else a proper haircut, well, that's a lot harder. That takes some experience, some training, and some practice to be able to use those tools in a way where it doesn't look like you gave yourself a haircut. and so I've heard similar analogies with building a house. Yeah, you know, using a hammer, swinging a hammer, it's easy, but to actually use it effectively to, you know, build a proper house. So yeah, that's kind of
like
the analogy.
I like the haircut analogy better, Tim.
I think I do too. I do too.
That's an actual great analogy. So because I have had so many people come to us after the fact of trying to build their own website, not only build their own website, buy a child theme and just try to, you know, swap out images and content. And they realize, oh, well, my images and content don't look as good as their images and content in this layout. You know, it just doesn't flow as well. And it's because they're, you know, that's not their job. And my thing, what I tell people is, you know, focus on what you are great at. Hire somebody to focus on what they're really good at. So website in this day and age is very important. This is not something that needs to be taken lightly. It's going to only be the future of businesses, you know, more and more and more. People are going, they're moving online. They're purchasing online. They're making decisions online. Even if they're coming into your brick and mortar store, you better book it. They are making their buying decision about your company based on reviews and your website.
Yeah.
And they've already looked you up. So take it seriously.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, very, very
true. I
think
that's it from me, Tim. How about you?
Yeah, that's everything that I wanted to say. You know, at the end of the day, WordPress professionals are still very much needed. And there are clients out there that are willing to pay for it. And like David said, they already know that they don't want to try to do something that they don't specialize in. They'd rather hire a professional.
Yeah, great points. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com, and check out episode 111. Our page builders hurting WordPress web designers? And obviously our answer was no. So remember to like, subscribe, and review our podcast wherever you listen to us, because that's how people find us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.